And joining us right now is a young up-and-coming actor. His name is Taylor Ball, and he stars in the show called Still Standing. It airs on Monday nights at 9:30 on CBS. And I love the show. It's a funny show.
Yeah, I really like it. And one thing I like about it is that it comes on at 9:30 here, so most kids are already asleep, so we can go a little bit further with, like, the promiscuousness and stuff.
Well, It Follows a really good show, too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have a better lead-in than that.
Yeah, and then right after, I think it's Everybody Loves Raymond, Us, and then CSI Miami.
Right.
So we're sandwiched in between two really good rated shows, so.
And we had one of the stars of CSI on yesterday.
Really?
Archie Kao.
Uh-huh.
Came on with us. And you're only, what, you're 14 years old?
Yeah, I'll be 15 in like 16 days. So.
Wow. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, and you must be living a fantasy life. How can you, you know, do you go to regular school?
No, when I'm on set, I have to be, like, homeschooled for 3 hours a day minimum, 5 hours a day maximum.
Uh-huh.
And it's so much more different than going to regular school, and I don't really like it as much as regular school because, you know, in this, you're just alone watching videos of some teacher teaching other kids.
Hmm. So there's no other children on the set, is there?
There's my two younger sisters. One of them's 13 and one of them's 7. They're in the same trailer as me, but I mean, we're just kind of doing our work, so there's really no one to.
So they have a different tutor.
But on set, we get along, you know, really good.
Yeah, but they have a different tutor than you do.
No, we have the same two tutors.
Oh. I see. So do you all attend together, the school, or does she come to your trailer separately?
We each attend the same school in the same other trailer.
Oh. So now how long have you been doing the show at this point? I know this is the first season, but how long have you actually been taping it?
I think since June. I think like June 16th is when we started taping it, and we do one show a week. We start a new episode on Wednesday and finish and do the live show on Tuesday. We do about one show a week.
So, last year, did you actually go to the kind of quote-unquote regular school?
Yeah, last year I was going to regular school in Granbury, Texas, which is where I still live right now. But while I'm doing the show, I'm just renting a house out here in Studio City.
Now, so is your family staying with you here, or are they there?
Most of my family's still over there, but I have to have somebody stay with me here. So my mom and my little brother are staying in the house that we're renting right now.
Is your little brother in school, or is he an actor too?
Yeah, he's in school, but he wants to be an actor. His big brother does.
But Taylor, everybody wants to be an actor. How did you end up doing it?
Well, when I was 9 years old, I would like memorize Jim Carrey movies, and I mean, I've been wanted to be an actor for like. Since I can remember. So when I was 9 years old, I cornered my mom and I begged her to, you know, somehow get me into this. So she took my picture and we sent it into the four top agencies in Texas and got offers from every one of them. So we went with one of the biggest ones, which was Kim Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just doing like modeling and really small commercials. So she said that there wasn't really anything for me out there, so she sent me to California to try to get an agent over there and see that I could do bigger stuff. So now I'm with William Morris, and, you know, the show is probably the biggest thing that I've ever done, but I've done one movie, which was The Rookie, and a couple of commercials out here, but the show is probably the biggest thing.
Now, what role did you play in the movie The Rookie?
I played one of his best friends as a child, like at the very beginning of the movie. You should have seen, like, me and Trevor Morgan as Dennis Quaid as a child, and I was, like, his best friend.
But oh, yeah.
There was about four scenes in the movie, and they all got cut except for one of them, which is on the deleted scenes of the DVD.
Hmm. So that must be a little disappointing. You probably were all excited.
I know, it kind of is, because it was like my first movie, and I was so excited. I was there shooting for like a week, and then I watched I go to the movie theater to see it, and I'm not there.
And you told your friends, hey, come on, we're all going to go to the movie, watch The Rookie, and see me.
Yeah, actually, I did that, and everybody was like, oh, you're such a liar.
Yeah, that really sucks. Until the DVD comes out, then you can prove it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now the DVD's out, you can show them.
Yeah.
You can just hit the freeze frame and say, that's me right there, right?
Look, that's me for about 30 seconds.
Now, you also did Walker, Texas Ranger, too, right?
Yeah, I did. That was a really, really popular show in Texas. I don't think anybody watches that anymore, but I was on that when I was, I think, 11 or 12, and I just played a small role of, like, a Boy Scout who was going to eat a poisonous mushroom or something.
Do you ever worry about, being a child actor and growing up and, having a hard time getting a job?
I do, worry about how my life is now and how it could have been as a kid, just doing whatever I wanted and having fun and stuff. But I think it's well worth it to stay, in the acting business because this is what I've always wanted to do, and I think whatever you lose will, ultimately not amount up to what you can gain, doing this job. Mm-hmm. So I think I'll stay with it.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, you could be having fun somewhere else, but people are saying to themselves, well, you must be having fun on the set, but it's not always fun. A lot of it's just waiting around doing
nothing.
Yeah,
a lot of it's like, hurry up and wait, so.
Yeah. So
but
and
most
now,
of it is just having a pretty good time.
Now, Taylor, how much, what do you have to memorize in terms of playing Brian Miller? Do you have a lot of lines every week?
Actually, not a lot. Like, there's been a couple of episodes where I'm really heavy in the script, but, some weeks I'll just, come on stage, have, a few lines, and then, leave, and that's, all I have in the show, so it's actually not that hard.
How much have you put of Taylor Ball into the character of Brian Miller? Do you have any input at all into that character?
I do a little bit, and I try to put as much of me into the character because he, during the pilot, we weren't sure if he was going to be like a total nerd or, just a regular kid that is just a little bit smarter than everybody. And I think it's kind of developed into just a regular kid that is just a little bit smarter than everybody. So I can pretty much act natural except for big words that I say and the clothes that I wear.
How do the kids in Granbury, Texas treat you when you come home?
Most of them treat me okay. Others still don't believe me because they refuse to watch the show, and I'm like, okay, that's fine, because I really don't care because that's just what they think.
You mentioned about the show being on at 9:30 and you guys being able to do some stuff that's a little bit more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that that you folks do on the show that makes you a little uncomfortable?
No, not really. I've seen everything that we're doing on the show. We can't put anything really bad on, so the only thing is kind of the racy jokes and comments toward mostly my Aunt Linda by my dad, Mark Addy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not that bad. It doesn't really bother me, but you can tell it's just a little bit more edgy than other shows.
How are Mark Addy and Jamie Gertz, are they surrogate parents on set?
Yeah, they're good parents. They watch after us and stuff, but sometimes they're just weird.
How so?
Mark will be doing all these funny voices, and Jamie will just be, dancing when the DJ's playing the music at the live show. And they're just interesting, but I have no problem with that.
Now, Everybody Loves Raymond airs right before Still Standing on CBS. Do you watch that pretty much every week, too?
I try to as much as I can because that's like my favorite show. That show's hilarious. And I want to go watch it be, filmed, but I'm not sure what the film line is and if I could, do it because of my schedule. So it
would be kind of fun. I had Brad Garrett on the show, and he's really funny.
Yeah.
Really funny guy. Now, you mentioned when you were a kid the Jim Carrey influence and, people like Robin Williams and Monty Python were around.
Yeah, Monty Python.
Yeah, this is pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, I would watch that stuff as a kid and then memorize an entire movie and just, jump from side to side doing all the different characters in front of my mom, and she thought I was crazy, which I am. So,
how is a young man almost 15 years old in Hollywood? Are you dating anybody, or are you staying away from that?
I'm not dating anybody right now, but this week's show, my character Brian gets his first kiss from a girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's an interesting scene.
Now, who plays the girl?
Ashley Michelle Tinsdale.
And was she cute?
Yeah, she's cute.
So, was there any real sparks in the air there?
I don't know yet. We just started on Wednesday, so.
Is she going to be a regular part of the show?
I'm not sure. We're never sure who's going to be a regular, you know, like recurring role,
yeah,
or, you know, just someone who's there one week and gone the next, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, you should say, hey, say, hey, Ashley, you know, if you and I get together, you know, then your character stays, you know, so.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a good line for you, Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want to do in your next 10 years or so? Any roles you'd love to play and things you'd like to do?
10 years. See. I'd love to do some more movies, too, because that's what I really set out to do. Movies and, you know, basically movies and sometimes TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done the TV show. Now I want to go to like a couple movies because I have like a four-month hiatus starting in January. So I'm going to try to audition for movies that shoot from January to, like, you know, March or something.
Hmm. Now, I understand you also just filmed a movie called Special that played at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, I did. That was really cool because that was a movie that I knew that I was going to be in because I was the lead character of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about my mom and me, and we're, like, really close. We have a really close relationship. And Kim Tipton, who was the director, also starred in it. And he played one of my mom's dates. Like, you know, she's looking for a new husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because ours passed away. So he comes in, and he's just this loser. And he acts all nice in front of my mom. But then when he's with me, he's, you know, saying how he's going to have, you know, sex with her and stuff. So I'm trying to protect my mom. So my mom tells me to eat my peas and carrots on my plate. So I said, okay, if I eat every carrot and pea on this plate, you have to leave my mom alone forever. And he's like, well, okay. And so I eat my carrots and I pee on my plate and it bounces off into his face and he leaves.
Wow. Yeah. Special. And now that'll be coming to what, theaters or video?
I think it'll just be coming to video. I don't think it'll be in theaters.
Mm. It's a short film, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's even available on the internet somewhere, probably.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where.
Yeah. But that is really good, though, when you're the lead character. They can't delete you from the scenes.
Yeah. Or otherwise, they'll make it like a 30-second movie. But
now, do you have a copy of it?
I do have a copy of it.
There you go. So at least you can show your pals.
Yeah.
Say, that's cool. Taylor Ball, you can see him every Monday night at 9:30 on CBS on the show Still Standing. And it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope that your career goes really well.
It was very nice talking to you, and thank you for your time.
Take care, Taylor.